Turn with me, if you would, back to Psalm 23. Psalm 23, what a sweet and special psalm this is. Every time I read this, I think, this is heavenly ground. This is heavenly ground. This is God's green pasture. Those pastures of fatness that he told us about in Ezekiel 34. There's a verse of scripture in Ezekiel 34. It's verse 14. He said, I will feed my people in a good pasture. And upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed. Upon the mountains of Israel. That's what this psalm is to God's people. This is peace. This is rest. This is heavenly bread. This psalm is referred to as the Psalm of Comfort. That's what it has been called. The Psalm of Comfort. And it's so easy to see why. Every verse, every line, every word is comfort to God's people. So comforting to God's people. I want us to look at the whole psalm tonight. And I want one line to be our theme as we look at it. One line. As we enter into this, let's enter in dwelling on this right here. The line is in the middle of verse 4. It's toward the end of verse 4. He said, Thou art with me. Thou art with me. Verse 1, now he said, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I've told you this before, and it seems appropriate to tell it again, but Hannah and I were able to go down to Mexico one time, and Brother Cody Groover had his Bible there on the coffee table. It was a Spanish Bible. And I opened it up to see if I could understand any of it. So I wanted to go to a scripture that I knew and could quote. And Psalm 23, verse 1, when I opened it up, that first verse said, Jehovah is my pastor. And at that moment, rest hit me. Jehovah is my pastor. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. You know, had that been written to say, the Lord is my God, that would be true. Had it said, the Lord is my authority, that would be true. Had it said, the Lord is my judge, that would be true. But thank God, along with all those things, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. He's my shepherd. If he is my shepherd, then that means I'm his sheep. That's what it means. If he is my shepherd, then it means I'm not a wild goat or a wild wolf or a wild dog, like the scripture refers to those who don't belong to him. Goats. False preachers are called ravening wolves. I don't want to be one of those. Isaiah called them dumb dogs. I don't want to be one of those. I don't want to be any of those things. I don't want to be a wild anything. I want to belong to Him. That's what I want. I want to belong to Him. I want Him to own me. I want Him to rule me. I want Him to control me. I want Him to have all the say in the matter. I want Him to say where, when, how, why. I want Him to be my shepherd. If He's my shepherd, then it means I'm His owned property. That's what it means. I belong to Him. And if that's the case for all of us, if the Lord is our shepherd, verse 1 says, we shall not want. We're not going to lack. We're not going to lack any good and perfect and eternal thing. Not one good, perfect, eternal thing. Not one thing needful. You know, you think, well, if I go stand before God, am I truly going to be okay? Do I have everything I need to have? And is everything dealt with that needs to be dealt with? Well, if the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not lack one thing that we need to stand before God. Not one thing. In Philippians 4, verse 19, it says, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's how He'll supply them. All your justifying need. You know, we need to be justified before God. Justified in doing so. Something happens and they bring it before the judge, and the judge determines whether that was justified or not justified. Free to go, or you're about to be punished. All our justifying need, all of our purifying need. I need to be better than I am. I need to be cleaner than I am. In Christ, I am. All I need. All of our spiritual need, all of our physical need. Not all, thank God, not all of our physical want. But all of our physical need. If the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. He shall supply all of our need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now verse 2 says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Every time I read that, I think, thank God for the word maketh. Thank God. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That means pastures of tender grass. That's what it means. Fresh, living, reviving, fulfilling, satisfying, tender grass. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53 refers to Him as a tender plant. A living root springing up out of dry ground. Do you ever envision those green pastures? When we're reading through this and hearing all these things, we get to, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Do you ever envision those green pastures? I do. And whenever I envision them, they are wide open. I envision rolling hills, tall grass, green grass. Wide open. I envision them being totally safe. No predator will ever come in. You don't need to be looking around. Lay your head down. Close your eyes. Totally safe. I envision it being warm. It's sunny. It's perfect. It's beautiful. It's a place where you can lay down and relax. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the shepherd Himself. He's our safety. He's our peace. That is life and existence in Him. We rest in Him. He's our place of rest. Verse 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That means waters of quietness. That's the water of His Word. Oh, the still, stable waters of His Word. Still, stable, quiet, quiet. We have pandemics on one side of us. We have rioting and fighting on the other side of us. We have unknowns and uncertainties ahead of us. We have trials and troubles and fears and sickness right here in the midst of us. It's like a raging, tumultuous, violent ocean. That's where we are. It's just wave crashing into wave. That may be going on all around us. That may even be going on within us. But when we look into this Word, this is so true for the child of God. When we look into this Word, when the voice of the shepherd speaks to us through His Word, this is what we hear. When He speaks, this is what we hear. Peace, be still. That's what we hear. Peace, be still. That violent storm all around us, all that chaos all around us, the waves, the wind, just like He did in that ship, the bow of that ship. He said, peace, be still. And when He does that, He creates a great calm. A great calm. A quiet, safe calm. Oh, the still waters of His Word. The Word of Christ Himself. What peace it brings every time we hear Him say, and tell me if this is not so. What peace it brings every time we hear Him say, be still and know that I am God. How glorious that is. I'm in control. I'm reigning and I'm ruling over all this. I've only allowed this to happen for my glory and for your good only. Look unto me and be saved. Just look unto me and be saved. Just come to me and find rest. Don't look to all these things. Don't look to all these things. Peter, when he was walking on the water, he was doing fine until he started looking to all these things. Our Lord just says, look to me. Just look to me. Like if you've ever been in a situation or seen on a movie some situation where someone is afraid and maybe it's a height issue or something, and somebody says, just keep your eyes on me. Just look at me. Just come to me. Don't look down. You just come to me. Well, that's what our Lord says. You just look to me. Just keep your eyes on me. Just come to me. His words truly are stilling waters, quieting waters, beautiful, glorious, peaceful. Verse 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. If we could just remember that. If we could just remember that. He may not restore the way of life that we're used to. He may not. He may not restore all of the freedoms that we had. He may not restore the economy. He may not restore our health. He may not restore our wealth. But He has restored our souls. He's restored our souls. He will restore our souls. because he has restored our souls. Verse 3 goes on to say, "He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." That's the path of Christ. That's the path of Christ. There's only one path of righteousness, and that's his righteousness. His goodness, his good deeds, his good works, his holy living. Not ours, his. There's only one way that leads to God, and that's the way of Christ. The will and the work and the perfection and the satisfaction, the accomplishment of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "I am the way. I'm the path." So David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. He maketh, he leadeth, he restoreth." He does all these things. Verse 4, he said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." The thing that comforts God's people the most about Christ being their shepherd is knowing that their shepherd is with them. That's what comforts us the most, knowing that he's with us. That's what makes God's people lie down in green pastures. That's what makes us lay down in peace and lay down in rest and lay down in security and assurance. It's in knowing thou art with me. You're with me. That is the still waters. Thou art with me. That's the still waters. That's what restores our soul. Thou art with me. It seems so bad and we get so caught up in it. We get so worried by it. But as soon as our soul realizes you're with me, it's restored. Thou art with me. You know, Christ said that first. David said that. And we say that. But Christ said it first. Christ said that to his people first. He said, "Thou art with me." We were with him before he was with us. We were with him before there ever even was an us. We were with him in eternity past. We were with him in his mind. How amazing that thought is to me, in his mind. It's amazing to me that we would be in his mind. Of all the things that he could dwell on, that he would dwell on us. But then David said, "When I think of the number of thoughts that you've had toward me, just me, it's more than the sand." We were with him in his mind. We were with him in his heart. We were with him in his will. We were with him in his purpose. That's the whole reason he was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. It's because we were with him. We were with him in his covenant. We were with him. That covenant was concerning us. We were with him in his election. We were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. Chosen with him. We were with him when he took upon himself the flesh of man. We were with him when he walked a perfect, spotless, holy life on this earth. He was walking and he was living as the substitute for his people. We were with him. We were with him in his sufferings of agony. The amazing thought of him in the garden. My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought. At that moment, my sin, not in part, but the whole, was pressed into him. I was literally with him. in his crucifixion. I think about his dying for me, hanging for me, with him in his death for our sin. We were with him in his burial when he went into the grave and he paid that price. We were with him. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. We died with him when he won the victory there, when he conquered sin and conquered death and conquered hell. We were with him. He gave us the victory. We were with him when he arose from the dead, risen with him. And we were with him when he ascended back up to glory and sat down on his throne. We were with him. Let me show you that in Colossians 2. Turn with me over there to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians 2, verse 12, it says, buried with him in baptism, in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, in God's Holy Spirit immersing us into him. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him, through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Quickened together with him. Turn with me over to Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2 verse 5 says, even when we were dead in sins, he hath quickened us together with him. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We were with him, seated with him. And because we were with him, because he made us to be with him, he is with us. That's the reason God's people can say, thou art with me. That's the whole reason for their comfort and their assurance. Because God made them to be with Christ, that's the reason they can boldly say, thou art with me. Thou art with me at all times, especially in my time of need. Especially. Look with me at Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Verse 14, it says, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's glorious. That's glorious. Every time God does that for his people, they know thou art with me. You're with me. Go back to Psalm 23. Verse 5 says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. my cup runneth over. Can we not say how true that is? Oh, how true that is. Has He not prepared a table before us the whole way? The whole way. Has He not poured good on us the whole way? Do our cups honestly not run over? I mean run over to the point where we know we can't contain it. It's just running over and running over and running over. Running over with what? Christ. Just running over. What is that table that's prepared? What do God's people feed on? What nourishes them? Is it doctrine? Is it law? No. It's Christ. It's Him. He's the oil. He's the table. He's the fatness of the soul. Without Him, there's nothing but leanness. That's the truth. Without Him, if we're not feeding on Him, I wish I could tell this to the world. I wish I could tell this to the world. If we're not feeding on Him, if it's not all about Him, if we're not hearing about Him and talking about Him and glorifying Him, then that leaves nothing but leanness of the soul. But if Christ has set before us, prepared for us by the Holy Spirit of God, if He has fed us through the preaching of the Word, our cups will run over. If God does it, our cups will run over. Truly run over. There may not be a drop of physical happiness or peace left for us to taste in this world. There may be nothing left. No happiness, no peace, nothing left in this world. But our spiritual happiness and our spiritual peace that we have in the person of our shepherd, our green pasture, our still water, our restorer, our path of righteousness. That's who He is. He's our path of righteousness. Our table, our oil, the one who is with us and will never leave us and will never forsake us. And the reason He won't do that is because He forsook Himself for us. Psalm 22, verse 1, the psalm right before it, He cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Forsook Himself for us. In the person of Christ Jesus our Lord, in Him and because of Him. Verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That will make the turmoil of this life a little easier. It honestly will. That's all the light that this life can bring is turmoil. It's all it can bring. And to know that surely, not maybe, aren't you so glad that doesn't say maybe, goodness and mercy shall follow me all. Surely, surely, knowing that will make the turmoil of this life just a little bit easier. Look to Him. Stay focused on Him. He's the goodness. He's the mercy. He is all the days of our life. He's our life. He's our eternity. And He's our dwelling place. Just stay on Him. Stay on Him. It'll make all the turmoil of this life settle down. It'll all settle down. None of these things, everything that's going on in the world, everything that's going on with each one of us individually, none of these things matter. They don't. I know they seem like they do, but they don't. None of these things matter. This is not our continuing city. We're just strangers and pilgrims passing through. I love how the song says, we're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fairer worlds on high. As we march, the whole time we're going, we can have the peace of knowing, Thou art with me. You're with me. No matter what comes, Thou art with me. My shepherd is with me. My shepherd's with me. What a comfort it is to know that. Oh, may the Lord be our shepherd. Let's all stand together.